Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, my name is Phil Wainwright, Community Manager for Leveraging the Connected Web on eBizQ. It's my pleasure today to be joined by Scott Bills, Founder and Chief Marketing Officer of Conformity, a newly launched company that helps enterprises control and manage SaaS and cloud applications. Scott, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you as well, Phil. Appreciate the opportunity.
Great to have you with us. Scott, your company's mission is to help enterprises manage all the various software as a service applications they're signed up for. Well, the market's obviously moved on if this really is a problem on that scale already that enterprises have got multiple applications. Is that what you're seeing in the market?
Yeah, it basically depends on what segment of the market you're really talking about when you're talking about enterprises. It's clearly not a homogenous market and different segments exist. Basically, what we're focused on and our customers come from today is the mid-market or mid-sized enterprise segment, so organizations that have about 500 to 2,500 employees. And what we're finding is that these are the organizations that are furthest along the adoption curve in terms of SaaS and cloud technologies. They may have started deploying SaaS for CRM 3 or 4 years ago, got comfortable with the model, and have deployed it across various functional areas and departments, but are now finding that they have multiple applications in their environment and are having fundamental management challenges, particularly in the areas of users and access management, knowing what employees have access to what applications and data, and being able to track utilization against that for a compliance and cost management perspective.
Sorry, Scott, the pain points really are just keeping track of who's using what, is it?
Yeah, I think the pain points we're seeing fall in a couple of broad areas. One is around access management and the related compliance and policy management issues. There's also services management issues, for example, around SLA monitoring and tracking, and then data integration as well. What we're focused on from a Conformity perspective is access management. So having this fundamental visibility and capability to understand what employees in your organization have access and permissions to what applications and data, and be able to track actual utilization of the applications as well, so you can ensure compliance, effectively manage roles, and also manage operational costs as well.
And isn't that covered though by the applications themselves? I mean, you have to sign up and get allocated a subscription, don't you, to become a user of an application?
Yeah, and I think the fundamental challenge is that each of these applications from a management perspective basically lives and exists as a separate silo. And all of these applications have been optimized or tuned for a different problem set. Salesforce is tuned for CRM, NetSuite for ERP, SuccessFactors for HR and performance management. And they each have different views of what a user is and what their associated roles and permissions could be in the applications. And what we're finding the core challenge to be is to be able to manage across these different applications, to provide IT in the enterprise a way to centrally view and control user access rights across these different applications, which is a view that they don't fundamentally have today. The other challenge that they're faced with is being able to extend their existing on-premise directory services and ID management tools to these cloud applications, and that's another area that we're helping with our solution here at Conformity.
Yes, I mean, actually, this is an area that the whole spectrum of delivering a service and measuring usage, monitoring performance, reporting on service levels, these are areas that I think that the vendors probably are not doing enough at the moment to do instrumentation and provide data to their customers about. And I can see that probably opens up a gap for a company to do the sort of thing that you're offering.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think the long-term answer is that, certainly the SaaS vendors themselves are going to have to provide better visibility and access to management data. The vendors we're working with, we find a broad range of maturity in terms of the APIs they provide. There are certainly some vendors that provide very sophisticated web services APIs that provide good visibility into a lot of this data around users and performance, but there are others that provide absolutely none. So there's an industry challenge here where certainly the vendors themselves need to improve access. But even if they do all provide access, it's likely going to be at different levels, utilizing different types of data, and organizations and enterprises we believe, are still going to want to have an aggregated, normalized view of these metrics across their different SaaS services, and that's the role that Conformity will play in that, you know, in that future vision. So I think the answer to your question is certainly the SaaS vendors need to improve access, but even if they do, there still is going to be the need for third-party services to help aggregate and normalize that data.
Do you think as the awareness grows and people develop best practice, there will be standards that start to emerge? And ultimately, I would have thought that this is a role that is going to just get absorbed into the more kind of mainstream systems management products.
Yeah, so two quick thoughts on that. I think standards may evolve and will likely evolve longer term around this problem set. It's not clear that the current standards out there are going to be the answer. So, you know, clearly SAML, SPML, WS Federation, OpenID are some of the standards and approaches in play around this, you know, cloud access management problem set. You know, our philosophy on standards is that a successful standard typically emerges after a common business or technology approach to a problem has been identified, and we're just not there yet. So you see adoption of, you know, standards out there today being fairly mixed, which is an indicator to us that, you know, this is a set of business problems that really has not been been solved. Now, in terms of whether or not it's going to be absorbed longer term, you know, we think that in platforms or existing systems management tools, you know, our fundamental belief is that the cloud presents a fundamentally different set of challenges versus on-prem around management of users and services, and that it requires a fundamental rethink of systems management and identity management in terms of how you integrate, how do you normalize, how do you manage these different applications. So we don't see the systems management, identity management tools that exist on-premise today subsuming this with existing technology and architecture. We think that, you know, a new approach is going to be required, and our goal at Conformity here is not necessarily to replace on-prem systems management, identity management tools, but to extend that to the cloud. So, you know, we're reinterpreting and rethinking systems and identity management for the cloud and then tying back to these existing services, which enables IT to, you know, leverage their existing investments while, you know, still being able to extend their policies and controls to the cloud. So, you know, we think that, you know, the policies and controls and approaches need to get extended, but the way in which that gets done in the future is going to be different.
Well, it's very interesting to see this space emerging. Thank you very much. I'm Phil Wainwright. I've been talking to Scott Bills, founder and CMO of Conformity. Scott, thank you very much for joining us today.
All right. Thank you as well, Phil.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.